I could go on a long time for what I'm thankful for, but I'm thankful for this church. And you all prayed for me while I was in Honduras. You prayed for me while I was in the hospital. And I just appreciate your prayers. Thank you. Honduras was a very interesting experience. It is a third world country. Everybody needs to spend a week in a third world country. You appreciate what you have. We just presume upon God's goodness. That's a preacher. That wasn't part of it. Okay. the church also, you may not realize it, but through the givings, money that was given here, you fed 52 preachers and their wives for 3 days. And a lot of those men walked miles to get there. No paved roads. I mean, they're 50 miles from the nearest paved road. And so for them to have a square meal, they came in the morning, they stayed all day. And so thank you for that. Also for Erin, she spent the better part of 2 days copying and putting together the booklets that I took. And we were supposed to get, Gustavo said we'd probably have 35 to 40 pastors and their wives. We had 52. And so she made 50 copies, so only two people had to share. And that was time-consuming, but it was also a great expense. If I'd have had that done any place, it would probably cost close to $1,000 just to get those copies made. So, again, thank you just for your your prayers and your giving. Other folks gave some things. A couple ladies gave some ink pens. They asked me what they could give. Well, I've already got two suitcases full of books. And so I can't carry a whole lot, but they brought ink pens and felt markers. And you'd have thought I'd give them a pot of gold. So it's not always the big things. It's giving your heart. But one of the biggest parts there was I arrived on Tuesday evening. Wednesday we spent all morning going over the PowerPoint. I didn't know if it was going to work because it was made here. Doesn't mean it's going to work down there. We had a PowerPoint, and then Gustavo wanted to see the whole thing. So 20 hours crammed into 4 hours when we went through the PowerPoint, which is neat because God gave me a really good translator. And when I made these books up, the translation was from Google. And Dave here checked on some of that, but it was not quite perfect. And just a few words, if you change one letter, can be devastating. And I found out the word for year, años, if you change one letter, you have something else. And so fortunately, we caught that before. That was Wednesday. Wednesday night, I preached. Thursday at noon, I had 40 or 50 teens from a local high school and shared the snake story. And, I mean, it's just incredible. God gave me that because I'm not necessarily a great communicator with teens. And so the rattlesnake story, I had 50 friends the rest of the week. And so it was neat, but also God's love. A lamb had to suffer and give its blood for me to get the antibodies. To get rid of the venom. And so, you know, the application from that. That was Wednesday noon, or Thursday noon, Thursday night I preached. Friday we had classes all day from 8 till 4, and then I preached again in the evening. But Friday afternoon I realized that, in Mexico we called it Montezuma's Revenge. I don't know if that computes with anybody here, but I was in the restroom most of the time. And so I spent all Friday night sicker than a dog. I mean, I didn't sleep at all. I mean, I was, so I didn't want to wake anybody up. And Saturday morning, I'm supposed to, again, another 8 hours and preach Saturday night. And so I told Gustavo, and I'd taken some stuff, man, Modium AD and that pink stuff you drink and all that, and didn't touch it. And it just so happens that in Honduras, you can get a prescription without a prescription. And so I went down to the corner store, the drugstore there, and they bought three pills. No name on them. They had them wrapped up in cellophane. And I'm thinking, ain't no telling what they're giving me here. Well, I'll tell you what, he gave me one pill. Well, the first one came back up again. Second pill, and it dried me up like a prune for 8 hours. And I said, you know, that's probably not legal in the United States. But I still have most of my brain, so I, you know, it didn't fry my brain. But they'd buy it two or three pills at a time and got me through the weekend, got me back on the airport. So I wasn't going to test it. But I was so exhausted on Saturday that from not sleeping all night and being dehydrated. But you know what? I of course, text my wife, and she texts Bill, and the church was praying. And I believe it was Paul that said, God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. So I said, I'm gonna go. I can at least stay in the auditorium now. I don't have to preach from the restroom. And, Lord, I need your strength. And they canceled the evening service, but I made it through the all the day teaching. And then Sunday morning, again, 4 or 5 hours of teaching on Sunday morning. And so God just blessed. It was so exciting just to see these men and women want to learn. And these were pastors that can go ahead and now and use that in their own churches. So it just multiplies the word. Very few pastors get training in Revelation. So it was something that that I could do to help them. And so just thank you for your prayers. Thank you for just being there for me and the support. And here again, this is an awesome church. And I appreciate our worship and just our closeness to the Lord here.